Yo, oh my god, guys.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
My god.
We're back again. Holy shit. Has it been a while since we've...
No.
No, we're good.
We're doing this.
We're doing this relatively...
It's a bit late.
Yeah, it's a bit late
than we usually do it, but we are a little bit down in terms of energy levels, but we're not down in spirits.
No. We're coffeeed up, bro.
Woo!
I'm on my second one.
Dude, I don't understand the thing about coffee. Like, after my second cup in the day...
Are you here?
What? Yeah, I am. That's true. That is true.
Welcome to a new episode of High and Dry. Sorry, I have to cut you off in this intro. I like doing it when it's like you're about to say something. It's funny.
Welcome
to a new episode. I am your host, Max the Most, Ethan G, along with my friend and co-host.
Warnex. What's up, everyone?
What's up, guys?
What was I saying? But you see, I hate it when you cut me off because now I'm completely forgotten.
You're talking about coffee.
Yeah. After my second cup, like... let's say like 2 hours after my first one, I feel shaky. Like I don't feel good. I hate that feeling. Like, and I don't think I'm going to be able to sleep tonight. Like I'm going to be in bed and I'm just going to be like, whoo.
Still, even then?
Yeah. Like it lasts for quite a while. I think it might be because my tolerance is quite low.
Bro, I swear to God, I'll have a whole cup in like 10 minutes. I'm like, I think I need another.
I can't do that. No. I really can't do that.
It really does fuck up your day. But also, like...
It helps. Yeah,
it does help.
Like,
it
in, really the morning, does. In the morning... I think the big problem was this morning I didn't have coffee. And usually that's the thing that's like, okay, cool, it's getting me through the morning. Like, I just need the morning pick me up, you know? And then the rest of the day, I'm fine.
Right.
But, like, I forgot to have coffee this morning, and I had it in the middle of the day.
And you're like, whoa.
And I'm like, what is happening?
This is
why
a new feeling.
Everything moving right now.
And it's just you, like, tweaking out.
Yeah. No, it's...
Why is everything moving? Because you're moving a lot.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, it was like a recent thing, kind of.
What? Drinking coffee?
I always hated it. And then, like, 2 years ago, I was like, bro.
I still hate it. I'll drink it, but I still hate it.
Yeah, I'm never, like...
let's go for a coffee.
Really?
I'm
like, you're not like that yet?
I'm not like that. I'm like, oh, let's go for a coffee. I'm like,
I am like that. I'm starting to get like that.
I need a coffee.
Yeah.
I just need a coffee to get me through a couple of hours, you know? I'm not like, oh, let's go out of a coffee shop. I heard there's this new place that just opened. It's called Mocha Fever. And we're going to get down and have some cappuccinos. I don't know.
Shout out to Mocha Fever.
I don't even know
what you said.
Mocha Fever. I don't think that's a coffee shop. Sounds like a coffee shop though. Don't you think some places are just named too appropriately sometimes? Like they hit that on the nose.
Right. There's some random ones though.
Yeah, there are some strange ones.
It can almost be random at that point. It's so close to be like. Hit the nail on the head and just like, what the fuck does that mean?
Like, I was... there's this place, I think in, like, the northern suburbs somewhere. Like, it's a pizza place called Mario. Like, can you also... Like, it's a bit boring as well.
Yeah. It's on the boring side, but it's like, yeah, I guess.
Like, yeah, cool, you make pizza.
Yeah.
You know, like... Like, you Italian, right? Like, hopefully.
Right, Mario is an Italian name.
Yeah. But then the thing is, like, Mario could also be, like, a plumbing business.
Right, that's true. There is definitely Mario's plumbing.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, there's definitely an Italian named Mario who does plumbing.
There's at least I would say 100,000 all in the world.
What? Mario's? Well, so 100,000, like, Mario companies, like, just scattered.
All over the world.
Like, but it doesn't matter what they do.
Yeah.
It's just...
Oh, like they're not plumbing.
It's not only plumbing.
Mario's
plumbing is actually Mario Automotive.
Oh,
Mario. Like,
way more than that.
Okay,
way more than that. If it's only plumbing, Mario's plumbing, and it's a plumbing, it's a fucking plumbing company.
Yeah, yeah.
There's probably only 100,000, I think.
Okay. Do you think more?
A million, I don't probably. Know.
I was actually thinking, do you think there would be, like, Mario's plumbing in, like, Russia?
Yeah.
Would it just be more appropriate for it to be like, I didn't know any Russian names, I'm just going blank.
Nikolai.
Nikolai's Plumbing. Like, that sounds more appropriate.
Yeah, probably. Or like, what? How, Vladimir, Jesus.
Jesus. Vladimir's Plumbing?
Yeah, Vladimir's Plumbing. That's pretty good. What else would plumbing be? Like, maybe...
What other appropriate names can you have for a plumbing business?
Luigi. So many, yeah, that's it.
Mario and Luigi.
Mario and Luigi. You can't ever do Wah, because, like, that's not even a fucking name. Waluigi or like Wario.
Waluigi.
What's his... How does he do... How's it? What's his shtick? Like, how does he do...
Yeah, he's like...
Okay. like, and then Wario's like... like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever play Wario? Wario. I actually played. I played it.
Guys, maybe at a push you go to Luigi. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything else kind of dicey. Like if you think about the. Okay, maybe Peach. Is it a Peach game? I'm sure there's like Peach's Island Adventure or something like that.
And then you play as Peach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And chicks love that shit. Well, who the fuck play? Still dudes. It's still dudes who play that.
That's true.
It's so funny.
It's true. I'm just thinking. Like, I've played, like, there was, like, a Wario side-scroller game. I can't remember what it was called. But it was basically Mario.
Mm.
It was the only difference was it was, like, dungeon-y.
The guy was fatter.
No, like, it was still the same. It was just the same.
What? He wasn't even fatter than
he was? He wasn't even fatter.
Jesus.
It was just the same character. It was just... I don't know. I don't even know.
But then, like, Waluigi, like, what is he? Just, like, a stick on the fucking...
I think they're all the same size. Really? Got, on the side-scrollers, at least.
Oh, wow.
I didn't think... Oh, wow.
Wow.
Sorry.
But, yeah, I'm thinking of, like, Nintendo... Nintendo just did something right with Mario.
Yeah.
They just did something so right, and then... Like, imagine if they brought out Wario first. That would have tanked everything.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because the thing is, like, Wario, he's
if a... Wario was the main dude, they would never have as a thing because a villain isn't popular. But
how is Wario actually related to Mario?
Yeah,
is
what's it, their... Are they cousins it, or...
Or, like, is it his uncle?
Yeah, creepy uncle.
His creepy uncle?
Well, no, you know what? Waluigi is the creepy uncle. I think Wario's the alcoholic, you know?
Oh yeah, yeah, 100%, 100%. Because Luigi and Mario are obviously brothers, right?
And they're called the Mario Brothers. It's like,
oh yeah.
So is then what the? his name is Mario. Mario.
Of course. Like, Mario. 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 Yeah.
Or was maybe like Omari and Mario, something like I don't know. Like it's like a nickname.
Yeah, possibly. Jesus.
Yeah, Luigi Brothers wouldn't.
Luigi Brothers. Yeah, no, sounded bad.
It's just that the Luigi is just this insignificant one.
Why is it Mario and Mario? I never thought of the Mario Brothers.
Yeah,
Mario and
because no one cares about Luigi. That's it.
Underrated though.
But it's Super Mario Brothers. That's the
super. It is Super Mario Brothers. I never thought about that. Why is it? Dude, I've literally just been thrown for a flipping loop.
Yeah.
Like
I never thought about that. The Mario Brothers, and it's like, there's only one.
It's only one.
Yeah. but then is it the Mario verse? So, like, everything is just built around this one character. Like, that's how hard they're sticking with Mario.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, they also know no one really gives a fuck about Peach. No one really gives a fuck about the Toad. No one really gives a fuck about the Goombas. Nothing.
Yeah.
It's not even, like, allowed to have its own world. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, you call it Lord of the Rings. It's like, that's the whole world. It's not, like, Frodoverse. you know? Like, But it's because Mario's the marketable dude.
Marvel character, right? Yeah. But like you said, he was the first one to come out as well.
Mm.
You know, like. But it's similar to Sonic as well.
Yeah,
you know,
Sonic before.
There was what do you mean?
Was he just always a hedgehog? Because like
he was always a hedgehog.
Mario used to be Jumpman, right? That was where they got the original concept from. Like that.
Oh.
He was called Jumpman. Yeah. At least the direct translation from Japanese, I think. I could be talking absolute horseshit.
Okay.
That is probably absolute horseshit. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. But because Sonic, I don't know. I don't know if Sonic was actually a hedgehog first. But like, but what I'm saying is that you don't really play any of the other characters, like Tails and Knuckles and...
Again, they're all... It's all on that one dude.
Yeah.
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 And then there's... But it's cool that they're... Is, so Sega is also Nintendo.
Sega! No.
Really?
Two different companies.
Two different companies.
Yeah.
They, so they have Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. Dude, they collabed.
They collabed.
It's so weird when you have like companies join together. It's such like a big fucking deal. And they were just like, nah, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. Oh, probably like EA. Sponsored by the Olympics and stuff, right?
Oh. Yeah, they're probably balling after making that game.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was a good game.
Yeah, I really
enjoyed it.
Wait, okay. So there's the first one, Summer Olympics.
Yeah. I enjoyed the Winter Olympics more than the Summer Olympics. Yeah.
What did the winter one have that was like amazing? Though, let's not go through all of
the snowboarding, the half pipe.
Bro, do you do that with the Wii Fit or no?
No, I never had the Wii Fit.
Yeah, we did. It was a piece of shit, honestly.
What, Wii Fit?
Yeah, it was just this giant board.
That's the thing about like Nintendo is that they sell you on gimmicks.
Yeah.
That's it. Like all they have.
Like
even the Nintendo Switch, like you being able to play somewhere else.
But that's
such a gimmick.
But really, is it not like cool to just be able to play portably?
No. I suppose, like, people...
Why wouldn't you play Zelda in the car, bro?
South Africa, mother flipper. It's gonna get stolen. It's gonna get stolen. Like, I'm not taking my... I'm never gonna take my Switch. If I had a Switch, I would never take it out.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm like... I'll probably... It's like... I'll put it in the boot, drive somewhere that I know that's safe, and then I'll take it out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna play it in a restaurant. Yeah. I'm not gonna go in a restaurant and play on my Switch.
You wouldn't go have some coffee?
No.
Play some Nintendo Switch while sipping your coffee?
No. I like honestly would.
Well, you sip caramel salted caramel Frio.
Yeah, I'll probably do it then. Salted caramel Frio is like my kryptonite.
Weird. It's weird when like you have a handheld thing and like everyone kind of like looks over at it. Like even like I always remember someone having I never had a PSP.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like it was Nintendo DS, but
yeah.
Anytime there was someone doing something, I was always like, whatever else was going on,
yeah,
didn't matter. I was like,
you're like watching. I remember I went to a restaurant in
to the point where once in America, there was this in a mall once, there was this very, very urban lady.
Okay.
Black. She's very black.
Oh, okay.
In the way that she acted. Now listen.
Yeah.
As she walked past me, her kid was playing this Nintendo DS game, and I looked down
just to see what he's playing.
What she's like, "The hell are you looking at?" And I was like, "I'm so sorry. I just wanted to know what game." No, okay.
I just wanted to know what game we were playing.
Zelda? You got the Zelda?
I was sitting in a restaurant, and there's this kid who was playing Pokemon. Mm. They were playing. I can't remember which Pokemon, but they were playing on the Nintendo DS, and that in
black and white.
It was black and white.
Black and white.
Yeah. And that entire time I was sitting there, the entire time I was at the restaurant, I was just watching him. And then, dude, I got so frustrated.
Yeah, yeah.
When he was doing the wrong things. Yeah, yeah. Right. I was getting super frustrated because I was like, why are you doing that? Yeah. Why aren't you attacking?
Obviously, it's not that one.
Obviously, he's doing it wrong.
Jesus, you know, right? I also love going through like watching gameplay videos on YouTube and just like criticizing like, you look stupid when you do that. Like I'm so like the one game that will never top in my head is Assassin's Creed. I'm always like, bro, you're making your guy move all funny. Like, you didn't make him look cool.
You didn't make him look cool.
Slick and just stealth, bro. And you need to fucking flow with it, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in my game, I'm like, you remember that wall jump and then just up there you're off the ledge.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you're dead now.
God, man.
Worst. But just going back to the restaurant thing, like, I was getting so upset because he was doing the wrong stuff. And then he put his game away to go to the bathroom or something.
And you're like, please.
And I'm like, can I just let me play?
Just a little
let me continue
bit.
For you.
God, imagine that. Just walking up to someone's Nintendo DS and just
stop playing. But yeah.
Yeah, it comes back like, what the fuck are you doing on the fucking game? Fuck, man.
Don't worry, I just got you like extra, like two balls.
No, but listen, I play it. Just, I was watching you this entire time. You were watching me? Like,
that's so funny.
God, dude. Yeah. Games are like at an interesting place as well right now with like the kind of jump to VR, but VR just not quite having the cigar yet.
It's getting better,
but I think I'm just saying to the vast public.
Okay.
It's still
I'm gonna disagree with you on that one.
Really?
Because I think this current generation
they're fine.
Is more affordable than the last by like a third. Like you can buy what you need for a third of the price. And it's far superior. Like it's insane how good it is now.
Right.
For the price that you're getting it at. Because you're getting like a 4K display for each of your eyes and it's like and the refresh rate is super high.
Right.
So like you're definitely getting your money's worth.
God, they're gonna be like, you know how that we equated that we're basically already cyborgs, the only difference is the bandwidth. We download information, right? We're attached to our phone, like, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that it's going to be significantly shorter with this generation.
What do you mean?
How quickly
we have access to the internet. Yeah.
Compared to how when we had it. Because I still remember, like,
We barely had it downloading
something like from the internet and it being like a full like 2 days like or not 2 days like a day at least
yeah and like to download something.
Jesus Christ,
flipping worse.
And it was like an occasion like, oh my god, you downloaded the new one.
Yeah
dude, like fuck, it's been like 2 weeks like shit man dude, like let's get the popcorn out.
Do you remember burning CDs and DVDs?
Oh man,
the worst,
dude.
I remember I messed up so many writes.
Oh, really?
And then I have to restart the entire thing.
No.
And then I was stupid. I remember I bought like 100 like CDs, but they were all so small, so I could only put like a couple of songs on like one. And I was like, angry with myself. But I think you're right. Like, we definitely the next generation is definitely gonna have access to the internet that it's gonna be so difficult for. Like, I'm just thinking about like school, right? How often? If there's something like implanted into your mind, you'd have access to the internet 24/7, right? Yeah. Like, what would the point of having a test be?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
Ever.
Like, you just, like, literally think about the question. It comes to you.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, cool. That's what I'm going to write. You know? It's like, have you stopped thinking for yourself and you're just getting information. You just, like, information is just bombarding you. You just have to think about, what is the height of Mount Everest?
Right.
And it's like,
there it is.
Oh yeah, it's that. I didn't have to. But I never learned.
You have to do a really stupid face to do it. You'd have to go
when you recite it back, it has to be in a stupid voice. And you're like, do I think that the square root of it has to be like that's the price.
that'd be pretty funny. The other option is like obviously for schools and things like to like just disable everyone's device, you know, whatever it is.
But then what the fuck is the point in that? Because they just when they're actually out there, they have their device.
Yeah, exactly. So like, what's the point? Then what's going to happen to schools?
Yeah,
you know.
And then what the fuck's going to happen to people where they're not around people?
Yeah, like what's going to happen to like people who study to become. Like doctors and
there's no one to test. Everyone's at home.
That's true.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Everyone will just be at home. Like, they wouldn't do anything, so no one... Oh, my gosh. Sounds like a bleak world, man. Like, as cool as it might be...
To be honest, dude, I don't know what the fuck's going on right now.
What? Are you just...
I don't know what's happening.
What do you mean, like, right now?
Just in general.
Are you just high or, like...
No, it's that. Like, but then also in the world, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
I'm just like...
Okay.
I'm like... No, in my head, I'm like... It's too much, like...
like,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Seriously. Like, yeah. It's so much.
Yeah, no, I actually literally just, like... I've never thought about this, and now I'm, like, a little bit worried and concerned, and also just a bit... I'm a little bit spooked.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
By what?
No, just the conversation that we're having regarding basically connecting, constantly being connected to some sort of...
Something.
Something. Aren't we already? That's the thing. Yeah. Aren't we already?
Man, this really fucks me up.
Because I was reading a post on Reddit the other day, and it was regarding like things people used to do as kids, right? Mm. Like, you know that, like, the S symbol, like, you know the S symbol, and like, yeah. Also
that almost meme kind of in a way.
It was it was a meme before like memes existed.
Yeah, it was just like this thing, and it's like, yeah,
like
it
and meant everyone and
it
everyone
meant different
did
things
it
to some people, and some people had the same things, but it all had like its own different interpretation.
Yeah, but like we've spoken about this, right? But like also things like kids that we used to do with like light switches, like we're trying like get it perfectly.
You know what we should
in
do
the middle.
We should try. Sorry, with the S thing, we should make a post on Instagram and be like, "Yo, what did this symbol mean to all of you?"
That's a good idea.
And then we'll have a whole bunch of different interpretations. Or we'll all have the same one, and then we can figure out, oh, it just means blank.
Blank,
I don't know what the
fuck. Probably. But, like, when you were younger, did you ever, like, try and balance, like, a light switch so it wasn't off and it wasn't on?
Yeah, always.
Right? Like, people, everyone did that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's so many, like, small things that everyone did as a kid.
Right.
But...
To be
Why?
Honest, I sometimes still do that.
I was just a little funny doing
it. Yeah, I just but I do super slow. I'm like,
yeah, like, and then like you try and get it just perfectly.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, why did we do that?
Yeah,
like, and everyone
it's something
did
to
it.
Disrupt. Like, I also what I would do is like on a microwave, as it hits end, I would like stop. I would try.
Yeah, before it goes off,
and I would try again.
Yeah, but like everyone has something that everyone else does.
Yeah. This is obviously this is common. Right.
What?
What do you want to say? Frequency.
but if this common frequency exists, then what's the difference? Because what's the difference between a common frequency and then being connected to the internet constantly?
Yeah.
You know, what's the difference? Are you just consciously aware now that you connected, or is it just like actually physically ingrained?
Mm.
You know, because people aren't aware of the frequency, right? But they'll be aware, like, oh yeah, I'm definitely connected to the internet.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The internet is something you think that you can touch.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah, yeah. Because isn't a very similar
thing?
It's
so much more subconscious.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then what's that? And then...
Mm-mm. There's also...
Fuck,
just,
man. This is... Jesus.
Just to continue talking about weird shit.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Because that's this show... there was a scientist from, I think it was from Harvard or some prestigious like university or something, said that back in 2017, I don't know if you read this, back in 2017 there was a object, like a meteor, like a really big like space object that passed through our solar system, and he suspects that it was an alien spaceship, or right? And he said that he was basically saying that aliens have visited our solar system, but they didn't visit us. Or they probably did, but they didn't make contact with us because we were just stupid in their eyes. On whatever.
Oh, but how do you scientifically determine that? Just because you're a scientist, you that's what.
No, I think it's because in order to have the level of space, to have the knowledge of being able to navigate through space,
you can
then determine whether or not a civilization is smart or not. Because, like, if we think about how we don't really take care of our home, and we haven't really gotten off Earth in terms of space.
Right.
Like, we don't have a lot of people in space.
Yeah.
You know? Like, we don't have a means of surviving in space. Right. So I think by using that, we can determine that, yeah, we are pretty stupid.
God, into the galactic space wars, man. Fuck.
Oh, yeah, that was like an episode a while
Throwback.
Ago.
Throwback. Yeah.
Throwback.
Man, oh, man. So it's like, we're all just too dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you think that if we recycle more things, we'll get in?
I don't know what the requirements are.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
Yeah. Because I think isn't what kind of holds us back at this point is that primal kind of like, you know?
It could be. It could be. It could also just be the way that we treat each other as well.
But that also goes back to that kind of like, it's my stuff.
Oh, yeah, possibly.
That primate kind of like, because primates are like that. They're like very, they get jealous.
I think on top of that, because of the primal thing, we don't really stop and think about how insignificant we are sometimes, you know? Like, and just realizing and associating ourselves with the rest of the universe, we have a better not relationship. What am I trying to say? We have a better respect for like the accident that we are.
Right.
You know,
happy accident.
I suppose happy accident, but like we are just mere accidents.
Yeah.
In the grander scheme of things.
Yeah.
Like the chance that you were born was like one in like a billion.
Right.
Because that's how eggs and the human reproductive system works.
Mm.
You know, that's you on top of everything else, which is the universe.
Right.
So like, the chances of us actually existing,
right,
like far exceeds our ability to actually process mathematics, or maybe I don't know. Maybe there's like an actual number, for like every individual's existence. But even just Earth, like if you just try and calculate like what the chances of Earth existing
are,
it's pretty slim.
What makes it more though? Is it like if you can bench more or like, are you worth more? I don't know. I'm trying to determine, like, you said we need to determine, you said mathematically speaking that we could work out your chances, right?
No, I'm saying...
Would it be different for every person?
No, I was saying, like, in general, everyone, everyone's, the chance of an individual existing is ridiculously small,
right?
Like if you compare it to like the universe,
like, okay.
If you compare it to the universe, like your existence, there's such a low chance of you actually existing,
right?
That it's right. It's just like inconceivable. Like I sometimes try and think about it, and it's just crazy.
Mm. And this kind of always killing each other and like not kind of being unified. What would the remedy of that be?
I don't know.
What do you think it could be? Because there's something that needs to shift.
Yeah. So the problem with us being primates. I'm gonna use what you said about like our inability to escape ourselves being primal, right?
Animals.
Right. Is the fact that in order to unify us, we need some sort of common enemy.
Alien threat. fake alien invasion, bang, 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 government, bang, one world government, bang, 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 Illuminati, Beyonce, Ed Sheeran,
yeah,
all of them.
Yeah, this is everything coming together.
No, but think about it.
Yeah,
like, it would work. That would work.
It would work.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Let's fucking kill these aliens. I mean,
they're gonna zap you, man.
Yeah.
They're
gonna point. What's the point?
Yeah. You see, because if it was like if the government
they
decided to,
they could have eradicated us right now.
They could,
if they wanted to, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So, do you think that they're waiting
for what?
To us to get to develop AI. To develop AI and just like leave our bodies, like our stupid shell ape-like bodies.
But then, what would that accomplish? Why would they want that to happen? Because the way I see it, we'll probably kill ourselves before they attack.
Mm. Yeah, the apocalypse.
Like they probably recognize like, oh yeah, they'll probably all die out before they are able to realize, oh yeah, we kind of messed up. You know?
Right.
Or Jesus Christ. Either that or I don't know. They just don't see it like you know, sometimes when you see a bug or something, like a ladybug or like a butterfly, like it's not bothering you.
Yeah.
You know, but you could kill it.
I'll kill it either way.
You could kill it. Yeah. But like that's what we
probably then we get a magnifying glass and we have fun with it, you know?
and that's what the aliens are probably doing. They started COVID. They were like, oh, this is like this. Let's take our magnifying glass.
Yeah.
And start a pandemic.
Zap a bat.
Genetics.
Yeah. Fuck, man. God damn it, man.
We just puppets for the alien overlords.
Yeah. We're slaves.
Mm. To the rhythm.
What song is that? Slaves. No. Oh, dude, I was watching this series called Murder Mountain, just on this topic of mind altering and reality kind of shift.
Yeah.
And it was, it's about this place called Humboldt County. And it was like the first place that it was kind of legalized, I think, if I remember correctly, in Colorado.
What was legalized?
Weed.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not sure when it was. I can't remember dates because I was stoned when I was watching it. But, you know, but it was basically about how because it was a gray area with the sheriffs and the people who are light market because the people that were light market were so taxed. They were really heavily taxed with the new governmental laws. It inspired a lot more people to stay on the black market side. Because it's cheaper. It was cheaper and they made more. Obviously, cops would start looking for them. Well, they would be a target for cops, right? But basically what happened was there was like a lot of disappearances because there were a lot of... It's in the middle of nowhere. Like it's vast forest. It's really difficult to control, right? And the sheriffs, they've been rejected by the townsfolk of like Humboldt because they're like, you know, more vigilante kind of Wild West. Basically, okay. Americans are like freedom. Yeah. I need my freedom, like that.
Yeah.
But like, and it just shows it tells a story of this dude who goes missing. He's from LA, I think, Garrett Rodriguez, and he was just basically missing, and his dad, for like years, was trying to just find like where his son was, and because it's so vast, and the sheriffs are like, it's here, it's, but down to it, it's he said, she said. Mm-hmm. Like, they can't just go, so-and-so killed this person. Yeah. And then they go, okay, let's go out there and get him. And you can't just somehow do that.
Yeah.
So it is this weird thing of, like, people not working with police and then the police not trusting, you know, just mistrust on both sides. Distrust?
Yeah.
On both sides. And vast open, like, lands where it's difficult to control. It's just, it's fucking thick forest.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And just how, basically, because it was still left a gray area. And because they weren't, like, very firm and, like, this is what you can do and this is what you can't. It was kind of always like, you can do some of this, but we're going to bust you for that. You can do that, but not this. And it's like, it was basically, and it was also strange because they would often, because of the state thing, some states would have it would be illegal there, right?
Yeah.
And whether or not you're a legitimate business or like a black market business, mm-hmm. you're still a target.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of that, right? So it just kind of, it made everything like bloody, like even weed, which is like kind of peaceful plant. Even then, it gets fucked over by kind of government ruling and greed, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so weird, man. You know? And there's like these people, they just tells a story of these families who like, they grew up there and their dad had the farm because they were all hippies, a whole bunch of hippies made these farms. Mm-hmm. And they just inherited it. And they learned about the history, and now it's just kind of falling apart because it's like a self-sustaining thing. It was like, it was like a cool. Yeah. And yeah, as soon as like you could see the families all struggling when they're like farmers, they're just, you know, mm-hmm. and it's like the thing that it's like, I don't know. I feel like police and farmers are so essential kind of, I just feel like, you know, I don't know. There's something about
police and farmers.
I think police are essential. I think.
Okay.
And farmers also definitely essential. I just wish that they. It's just funny because it's like you both so need each other, right? Yeah. And there's like this friction because of this fucking, because of like not really them, the government kind of like, because the police obey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're basically doing
enforce
their
the law. Yeah, they're doing their jobs, and the farmers are also technically doing their job.
Yeah.
But there's all this cuck over the top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't need to be. Ever really. You know?
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
And it just basically became really cutthroat. Like, people would just steal and burn, and like more, like harder drugs would come in. You know? Basically, like, because of that, like, people had to take things into their own hands and enforce justice their way. And then it gets messy. Mm. It gets really messy. Just a whole bunch of people just
dying. What was it called?
Murder Mountain.
Murder Mountain. Okay.
Yeah. It's quite interesting. And it also follows this black market dude who I think is a real fucking twat. He's like a little, he looks like a little bitch, but he's like my way of life. And oh man. Yeah.
Don't you think that it's strange? Like the American dream, right? Is so ingrained into some Americans where it's...
And even, I think, still us in some way, kind of. I think so. I don't know. I'm trying
like
to...
You're free, every man is free to do whatever they want.
Right.
Like, as soon as someone takes that away, any part of it, it's like... It's a big thing. It's a huge thing. Like for those individuals, I don't know. I feel like it was quite prevalent with lockdowns.
Yeah.
You know, like those same people became violent,
militant.
And militant, and like it's just like. They taking the government taking away, but getting well the government getting involved in people's like personal essentially personal lives, created this like very this feeling
friction,
of unrest
friction yeah yeah
right
more friction because I think it was already there kind of
yeah
it's always there it's always bubbling and then there's one thing and then you know a little bit more up. Falls apart a bit more. Mm. So, yeah. Yeah, it's very...
We don't really have that. I don't think we really have that here.
I do feel
that there are definitely people which just don't care.
Yeah.
The people, like, just don't care. I think it's also, like, they... Yeah, it's just, people just don't care. There's no... Yeah. Sorry. I thought I had something else, so I was like, "Whoop, nope." Yeah. Fall off the edge.
But, yeah, dude, it's I just don't. Just carry on. You know, I'm just gonna carry on day to day. Like that's all I'm gonna think about. I'm not really gonna think about that kind of shit. I feel like you can get really caught up on it, and it doesn't really work in your favor then. Like I think it's good to have that in the background and maybe put those day to day things in context of that, right?
Yeah.
That this is like finite.
Yeah.
This is gonna
like
run
it's
out.
Yeah, it's not like it's.
But it's don't like get too far in because.
Yeah.
Because then you become unproductive and then you kind of buy. And also it's a thing that what's weird about the government is you do buy into it. And I feel like as soon as, I don't know, man. Like I feel as soon as we start, maybe a whole bunch of people would start taking a lot more psychedelics. I feel like people are just going to slowly go, oh, wait, hold up. You know, I want that. I really want that to happen where people just go, wait, I don't actually need to be doing this.
You want like, you what you want is basically like a, like after, I don't know, like maybe after high school,
right?
Like everyone has to do like a test and it's a government issued like, test.
Right. And that you all give all students ayahuasca. Yeah. They all go and do a ceremony with a shaman.
Yeah.
Wow, that'd be cool.
Probably the biggest party. Like it just sounds.
It's not a party, dude. It's people purging. You know that, right?
It's plant
like
rage.
The first couple hours is just you vomiting. You know that.
Plant rage. It's basically plant rage.
It's not though, dude. It's not. Plant rage is completely different drugs.
What we do is we just tell everyone after matric that we're gonna go to plant rage.
That's not the same drugs, dude.
No, I'm saying we can just deal it out there.
Right.
People won't know.
Oh.
People won't know. I'm saying that.
Dude, that'd be so funny. Just like a whole bunch of people on ayahuasca vomiting up on a fucking dance floor and going
oh my god,
we don't need to be here. We don't need to be here. What is this? And like everyone's like, Jesus, dude. Like, fuck. Chill out, man. We're all trying to fucking.
No, but everyone's gonna be like that.
You know. I've never. Yeah. You haven't been to Plant Rage. I don't know.
No.
Me neither. Where is it? There.
Oh, I think it's in Plettenberg.
Oh, really?
No,
how far is that?
So you know Neisner?
Oh, I'm out.
What?
No, I don't want to go to Neisner.
Oh, dude, I don't want to go to. It doesn't.
Neisner.
It's in Neisner.
Jesus.
Yeah. I think it was like Plett is like an hour and a half drive from Neisner or something like that, or an hour. But yeah, no, just getting there.
Mm.
I'm like,
yeah.
Rather not. I'd rather get on a plane and go somewhere on a plane.
Right.
I wouldn't want to, because I think the only way to Plett is either flying and then driving for like an hour or two.
Wait, what?
Like you have to like fly and then drive.
Why? Why do you have to drive? What? Why?
Because there's no airport in Plett.
What?
I don't think. Dude, listen.
So then how does the plane land?
No.
Where does the plane land?
It goes to a different
This is some bullshit.
City. Right.
This is some... Already? Nah, bro. I'm out. Neisner and there's no airport?
No. You don't even go to Neisner. Neisner doesn't have an airport.
This is why the aliens won't visit us.
I don't know.
This is why the aliens won't visit us. We don't have a fucking airport in Neisner where everyone is.
Are you fucking serious? Let me just check.
No, that's fucking bullshit, bro. No ways.
Airports
in Neisner.
Durban.
Nope.
Sorry. Port Elizabeth, Eastland, Kimberley. Kruger, Uppington, Polokwane, Pietermaritzburg.
Wow. Really? Jesus.
So there is an airport in Plett. Oh.
So then why? Yeah. Okay. So just fly there, fly back.
Okay.
This is irrelevant because we're not going to go.
I'm not
going
to do it anyway.
Yeah. And like also, isn't it all like 18-year-old, 19-year-old? Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like people, weird people go.
Oh, really?
Bro,
I went to the beach the other day. First of all, dude. You know what? I'm just going to say this. I fucking hate the beach.
Dude.
No.
I think everyone hates the beach. Everyone goes.
Yeah.
Like, because it's very similar to how everyone drinks coffee. Because everyone is doing
it. Right. But then I feel like, you know what's funny though? As a, I feel like a lot of black people though, it's like an event. It's beach day.
Yeah. No, but that's that.
White people, they're just always there.
No, and that's especially in South Africa because. Yeah. It is a day trip.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially
like,
for people
who live... Beach day. We're doing this, like, monthly. Or
yeah,
like
especially for people who live in the townships. Like, yeah, it's a day... It's, like, a whole day thing.
Yeah.
Which is great, but the... Yeah, like, the white people, they can go F themselves.
Mm. Or they can enjoy the beach. I don't...
They can enjoy the beach, but, like, they don't have to, like, comment on the fact that people are coming to the beach.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like oh, that those people are coming.
Those people are coming to the beach.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
But
I fucking hate the beach, man. Like it was so fucking. It wasn't so. It was just okay. So first of all, I had a cigar and I fucked up the cigar. That may have been a part of it. Right?
Like it wasn't actually.
Also,
the beach.
I cut my finger. Salt in. No, oh, not so, dude. Not so nice, bro.
Yeah, yeah,
not so nice. And that, and like it felt like when I was a kid again, where I was like, I have a little bit, it's stinging.
Yeah,
I have a cut, and I'm at the beach for some fucking reason. And then it's just like
PTSD.
And then it's windy.
It's just PTSD.
Yeah, yeah, it's windy and shit, and you're cold, and I'm like, bruh, I don't want to go home. But fuck, man, like, it just, you know what it is as well that bothers me? Is like, everyone's like, oh, it's good for the soul. Like, yeah, sometimes. Shit can still be cuck, like, you know, just because it's like, the ocean doesn't get a free pass and always being a jolly good time. You know?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, it's where dirt meets water.
Yeah. That's true.
You know?
It's dangerous. Like, yeah, it's fucking dangerous.
I don't go in the water, bruv. I like look at it a bit and then maybe paddle a.
Put like your feet in the.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like just to cool yourself down.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, rub the thing the is, like, the problem for me is from the time you get out of the car and getting to the water, there's sand in the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Like, no, but the worst is when you're going from the water to the car.
Yeah.
That's the worst trip.
Yeah.
When you're like kind of itchy. Like, it's. What is it?
Uncomfortable.
It's just fucking uncomfortable.
It's like
your board shorts. Board shorts are never comfortable, man.
Yeah.
Did you wear underwear with your board shorts?
It depends on the board shorts.
Yeah, right. There were some that were really flaky, and I was like, bro, I'm not taking a chance here.
Yeah. No, that's true. Like there was ones that had like the lining that like held everything in.
Bro, do you remember your penis ever like getting real like it's stinging? I remember it sometimes stinging. Yeah, yeah. On like the tip a little bit.
Oh, dude, I don't know. I can't
remember.
No, and
water and salt.
Oh, yeah.
Did that ever happen?
Yeah, that did happen.
That fucking happened. I think, frequently. As soon as that happened, I was like, I'm out.
I think a large part of it is the reason why that happened is especially for people who are circumcised.
Mm. What are you doing?
Hey,
what are you swiping through there?
No, I'm trying to get back to the GarageBand, but it wasn't on the other page. But we're gonna end it here.
Okay, cool, dude. Gang shit, man. Thank you so much for listening.
It's been a great episode.
Jesus Christ.
Go follow us at High and Dry Pod on Instagram. We'll be checking out there. Message us there. DM us there. As always, stay hydrated, and we'll see you next time.
Mwah.